This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. Today we're looking at the conquering Lamb of Revelation, and this is day 6. Worthy is the Lamb, based on Revelation 5, 11 to 14. Before we begin, let's pray. O Father, we offer our hearts to you afresh. We pray that you would fill us with your Spirit, fill us with joy. Fill us, O God, with a sense of purpose and love in you, and launch ourselves this new day as your servants. In Jesus' name, amen. Yesterday, we examined the new song sung before the throne to the Lamb, Revelation 5, 9. Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain. And by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. But now the praise intensifies, with millions and millions of angels joining in with loud voices. Verses 11 to 12. Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice. The sound must have been deafening, like a football stadium at full volume where you can't hear the voice of the person next to you for the shouting at the team's touchdown. Indeed, millions of angels at full volume are shouting, verse 12, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Previously, those around the throne acknowledged that the Lamb is worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, that is, to look into and execute the events of the time of the end. But the angels extend this. The Lamb is worthy of every power, blessing, and honor, even the blessings that are given exclusively to God. For lo, the Lamb is divine. These signs of the Lamb's worthiness are sevenfold. That is, the Lamb is worthy of everything, of all. There is no thing of which he is not worthy. Number one, power. Dunamis. Power, might, strength, force, capability. Number two, wealth. Plutos. A wealth, abundance. Three, wisdom. Sophia. The capacity to understand and function in accordance with that understanding, wisdom. Number four, might. Capability to function effectively, strength, power, might. Number five, honor. Manifestation of esteem, honor, reverence. Here, the respect that one enjoys, honor as a possession. Number six, glory. Honor as enhancement or recognition of status or performance. Fame, recognition, renown, honor, prestige. Number seven, blessing, praise. This kind of praise, attributing to Jesus all his greatness, is noteworthy, though not unique. You see it several times in the Old Testament. For example, Psalm 29, 1 and 2. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. In Psalm 29, heavenly beings are commanded to ascribe to or give unto Yahweh two attributes of his being, glory and strength. And then goes on to suggest that the glory is due his name. That is, glory is part of who he is, inherent in his being, so we must acknowledge it. Part of our praise is to echo back to God our praise of who he is. To bear this attribution of his greatness to him as a gift of our love and reverence. When we offer this kind of praise, we publicly and vocally acknowledge God's greatness. First, John hears the 24 elders and the four living creatures praise him. Then he hears millions and millions of angels praise him. Now John hears every created being praise him. verse 13. And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. Notice that these words of praise and attribution are to both the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, to both the Father and the Son. The Lamb is not seen on a different level, but the same level, and as worthy of the same praise as God the Father. This praise is similar to the sevenfold acknowledgement and praise of divine attribution that we saw in verse 12. The first three were mentioned in verse 12, but the last is new, might. These are 1, blessing, 2, honor, 3, glory, 4, might. Especially here, exercise of ruling ability, power, rule, sovereignty. Notice that in verse 13, not just heavenly beings worship the Lamb, but every created being. Perhaps this is the occasion Paul writes about when he says in Philippians 2, 9 through 11, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Our passage concludes with worship around the throne, verse 14. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the elders fell down and worshiped. Amen comes from the Hebrew Amen, verily, truly, Amen. It is used in the Old Testament to express affirmation in response to what is said, notably after words of praise to God. This is a holy time, and the 24 elders prostrate themselves in humility before the Lamb and worship. While kneeling is a common prayer posture signifying humility, the very Hebrew verb to worship means to prostrate oneself on the ground, do obeisance. Similar to our passage in Revelation, in Nehemiah 8:6, both the affirmation Amen and prostration to the ground occur together. What can we learn about worship from this passage? Several things. One, in heaven, worship is the norm and it isn't rushed through. Two, shouting praise with loud voice is good. Just silent praise can be restraining. So when you're alone, feel free to shout to the Lord, perhaps in your car or on a walk. If you've never done this, get alone and try it. Three, prostrating yourself before the Lord is an act of deep reverence and humility. Have you ever taken this posture before the Lord? Four, ascribing to the Lord the attributes of glory, power, praiseworthiness, might, etc., is something you might try as well. I often begin my prayer time with the phrase, Lord, I come before you this day with praise and glory and blessing, part of my offering to him. Try something like this, or read a praise psalm out loud before him. I recall Psalm 149. Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. Lord, teach us to offer high praises to you. Not just our tired, quiet thoughts and prayers. Teach us how to bring before you praise worthy of your great worth. Stretch us, invigorate us afresh with praise. Thank you that we have so much to praise you for, and that you are more than worthy of our praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The day 6 meditation based on Revelation 5:11-14. Why don't you allow God to stretch you today by offering loud shouts of praise? Praise that it enumerates the Lamb's attributes and worthiness. And as you speak these things, meditate on what you are saying. Have you done this yet today? Friends, have a wonderful day in the Lord. Walk before him.